equity. Count them worthy to escape. Heal their bodies and grant them their petition. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Be a blessing tonight. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, what you've done for us, how you've kept us. These two long, hard years, going night and day, proclaiming the gospel and lifting you up, that all men might be drawn unto you. Lord, we thank you. You've been faithful. How you blessed us in our ministry. How you put your word in my mouth. How you written, Lord God, your revelation on my heart. And open up the word to me that I might proclaim it. Lord, I don't feel worthy tonight. But oh, God, in Jesus' name. Was it for crime that I could have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity and grace unknown and love beyond degree. Then again, Lord God, in Jesus' name, it says, alas, and did my Savior die? And did my sovereign bleed? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Lord God, in Jesus' name, I feel just like a worm in thy presence. Because you're so great. Because you're so magnificent. We need you tonight, Lord. We can't go on without you. We don't want to go on without you. We want to take you with us every step of the way. In every service. In every song. In every prayer. In every offering. In every message, whatsoever we do in word or in deed, we want you, Jesus Christ, to be in it. Because if you're not in it, we don't want to do it. Lord, bless us, and we will be blessed. Keep us, and we will be kept. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tonight I know that you are God Almighty, looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. After this old heaven and this old earth has passed away, we're looking to live with you somewhere forever. And forever! There will be no more crying. There will be no more dying. No more sickness. No more sorrow. The writer said that God will wipe all tears away from their eyes. We're looking, we're longing for that pearly white city. We're longing our souls tonight. Our souls are crying out, Lord, count us worthy. Count us worthy, Lord. Count us worthy, Jesus. Count us worthy, Lord. Count us worthy, Jesus. know what we have need of. Lord God, in Jesus' name, perfect us tonight. Give us a desire to run after you. Lord God, in Jesus' name, count us worthy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless thy people. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all things. Thank you how you blessed us today. Thank you for what you've done. You've been so good. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus. Our last and dear, my faith and thank you. sing this for Jesus. We're going to give him something special.
Amen.
I thought the Lord had come long. He has been for a life. I thought waiting on my heart. The Lord is born. It was there. I prayed. I prayed. I thought you'd like to know. Someone just called Washington and said that she pulled through.
Thank you.
tonight. Tonight, I was standing there thinking, as I was looking you in the face, and I want all of you to hear me when I say this. I was thinking on the Lord, and I was telling the Lord, I have told them the truth. Don't care who you are in here. Even if it was against myself, I've told you the truth. I have a clear conscience tonight. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Because all that is within me, as the Lord has directed me and opened up my understanding, tonight I can face God and say, I've told you the truth. If I should die before I wake, I could lay there and say, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, because I've told them the truth. Wonderful thing. I don't have to try to hedge. I don't have to try to duck. Whatever I said, I can go back and say it again. Yeah. Wonderful feeling. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to be in the apostolic doctrine? Isn't it wonderful to know you're saved? To know you're in the right church? No wonder the poet said it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. Brother Arthur Carruthers says that his wife in the hospital and she has something on her body and wants to operate. He says he believes and knows God is a healer. Wants me to pray for her. Wants you to pray too. This is her first child, and you women who have had children, you can sympathize with her. You remember her in prayer and remember the young man also. Get back early enough tomorrow. I'll probably stop by to see her. If not, I might be able to get a chance to see her on Sunday before I go to New York. Hasn't it been wonderful today? Lord is letting us know, I will not forsake thee. For lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth, to the end of the world. Wonderful assurance to know that Jesus is right there with you. Who would have thought it 2 years ago tonight? Who would have thought it 1 year? wonderful for me. I can't describe it. It's too marvelous for me. I can't explain it. Oh, for a thousand tongues. And then I couldn't tell of all his goodness, all of his mercy. I want you to know this tonight. You're looking at a happy young man. You know, I'm so happy. I'm telling you, I am happy. One thing, early in my ministry, I learned how to cast my cares on him. I learned long ago, my burdens were too hard for me to bear. So I took them to the Lord and left them there. Tonight, no burden, no disappointment, no distress, peace and joy and happiness in the Holy Ghost. Somebody might say, well, the devil, hearing you, something may happen tomorrow, oh, he can't get the victory. You know why? Because I have set to my seal, not as I will, but thy will be done. Whatsoever state I find myself, I'm going to be content. If the Lord says suffer, amen. If the Lord says blessing, amen. If the Lord says stay, amen. If he says don't stay, amen. Either way, he wants me to go. I promised him I'd be like tall wheat in a windstorm. Any way the wind blows, that wheat lays down. And as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Any way you want me to go, I'll go. And whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I stay along with Paul tonight. What will thou havest me to do? If the Lord wants somebody to go, hear my Lord, send me. Oh, Lord. Is it on the mountain? I'll go. Is it in the valley? I'll go. Is it in the jungle? I'll go. Is it in the city? I'll go. Is it in the country? I'll go. If they reject me, I'll go. If they love me, I'll go. If I'm hungry, I'll go. If I'm naked, I'll go. All I want to know is the Lord. If the Lord wants me to go, hear my Lord. Send me. I'll go. Thank the Lord. At the cross, where I am. lovely the service is, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. I must cut off here. Have our closing number. Then we'll take our offering and still be just as happy as you have been. Weather soon be breaking. My children in Newark, New Jersey need a permanent place. They're crowded even where they are. Need to enlarge our borders. Come over to Macedonia and help us. Come to Newark, New Jersey and help us. Perhaps we might be able to help you sometime. Closing song tonight is going to be Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. But before we sing it, verse which I wanted Brother Pinckney to sing, I think it's very appropriate for tonight. It belonged to another song, and I didn't know it. It was the one God took us through a mighty battle. It said, this young man rose up in Israel to defend his father's work. The devil, he rose up also, but he was cut down, and he withered and faded away. That's just what those folks have done. They've been cut down and withered, faded away. And as for me and my house, we're still serving the Lord. Who knows how many more days you have left? Did Bishop Johnson know on that last broadcast how many more days he had left? He was a man of faith. So he looked while seeing the condition, but looking to God by faith, he sought deliverance to the very end. He knew he had prayed for many people, and they were healed, and by that same gospel he was living by. Faithful till the end. A true soldier died at his post. He had shaken loose from many other things. But this was God's doing. And one can't shake a loose when the Lord gets a hold of you. It's not as we will, but it's God's will be done. I believe he saw it later after this broadcast was made, when he told the people, stopped them. They were making a lot of noise and crying out. He stopped them and told them that victory is ours. Give God the glory. It's all right. However the Lord does this thing, he had resigned himself to the will of God. You can sleep easy when you resign yourself to the will of God. No more struggling. No more fighting. But resignation to God's will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. I can't say like some people. They say it out of habit. They taught him all they know about the truth. Well, he taught me the majority that I know about the truth. Since then, the Lord has also taught me more. And if you tell the truth with your trifling self, I've taught you also. Because it's been line upon line. It's no disrespect. Because he taught us more in 1940 than he did in 1930. And in 1950, he taught us more than he did in 1940. In 1960, he taught us more than he did in 1950. So the Holy Ghost is a dynamic factor. It's not static, but it's ever moving. Same way God moved on the face of the deep. The Holy Ghost, God is moving now by his word. And it's line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, and there a little. So when the Lord got ready to give a deeper revelation on no son of God in heaven now, or on the scriptures pertaining to race relations and other scriptures, he didn't have nobody else to use but me. And I stood in the gateway. The Lord, if you touch my mouth, I'll say it. I'll say what you want me to say. All I want to know is that you talking. God bless you. God bless you very much. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. All stand and sing it together, and let us all shake hands one with another, showing how much we enjoyed each other today. How glad we are for each other. Then I'm going to have a verse by Sister Thaw. Then we'll have a verse by Deacon Spicer. Then we're going to take our offering. Think of how God saved you. How he picked you out of your family. Picked you out of your neighborhood. All the people in the world. God picked you out. So wonderful. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost. was blind. Very softly. Thank the Lord. Then love one another. Don't let me hear you calling each other liars and hypocrites, backsliders, and all these other names that you call each other. When you love someone, you call them nice names. Even when you're angry, you have your limit, what you'll say. Let all men know you're God's disciple. Shall we sing it again, Amazing Grace? Amazing Grace? Tonight promises that they're going to try and pray that they can love everybody. Who's? But now it's down.